This week we're talking about success, and what is one tip that I would give you if you want to be successful? Well, I was reading an article about businesses in the United States. If you did not know this, 500,000, half a million businesses open every single month. Of those, within 2 years, and I don't know if it's like the adrenaline or people just keep going, 66% will still be open, so 33% closed, and by the time you get to the five-year point, half of them done. So I see this anecdotally as I function. Our church is downtown in Castle Rock in Colorado, and I was talking to a friend. There's a brewery that's there, and the brewery closed after less than 2 years, and I said, okay, what's the deal? I never went there, and he runs a very successful brewery, and he said, okay, there's three things. This is my insider baseball. Three things. Number one, they're not very nice. That makes sense. Number two, they only made English-style ales, I think it is, which is basically saying our taste should be your taste, deal with it. That doesn't help. And three, after you give them all this advice about decorating and how to do things and what would make sense of about design in the brewery, he didn't do any of it. I would say that's not enough courage to listen to the truth. This is how the Bible says it. The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. So what do businesses have to do with us? My guess is that you're struggling with something, and I'm wondering if you have the courage to admit to someone you need help. Maybe it's struggling to be a parent, and maybe it's struggling at work and you're afraid and you don't have the courage to say, I need some help here. Maybe it's struggling with alcohol or drugs and you don't have the courage to seek out some help. Maybe it's struggling in your marriage and you're not going to counselors or reading books or working together to get closer. The way of fools seems right to them, and I'm sure we have all kinds of excuses why we're not doing it, but the wise listen to advice. On a deeper level, let me ask you this. This is really what our relationship is built on with God. It's not about businesses, it's not about success, but it's saying, do you have the courage to lay bare your whole life before God and say, this is how I've lived, how does this line up with you? Because our greatest success is not how we do in the world, it's not even how we do as a parent. Our greatest success is how we line up with Christ. So we confess the things we have done, we hear God's forgiveness, and then we're empowered to live differently. And that's success. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask you one thing. Give us the courage to lay our life bare before you, trust in your promises, and live the way that you've called us to live. Amen.